Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 12th. You'll be interested to know. 44 years ago, today in 1980, the United States space probe Voyager 1 successfully reached the planet Saturn, marking a significant milestone in space exploration. This achievement allowed for the collection of invaluable data about Saturn's atmosphere, rings, and moons, greatly enhancing our understanding of the gas giant and its complex system. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Expect knee-high wind swell with occasional waist-high sets on Tuesday, featuring semi-glassy conditions in the morning and semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect head-high ground swell, remaining glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect waist-high ground swell with occasional stomach-high sets in the morning, transitioning to chest-high in the afternoon with similar glassy and semi-choppy conditions. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair at 2 plus speed until noon. After that, it's choppy until sunset. Keep an eye out for some big swell in the 4 to 6 foot range starting Wednesday. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5.5 foot high tide when the southeast swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 5.5 foot at 6 a.m. with a 1/2 foot low tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 61 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high around 68 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 51 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 73 and light southwest winds. Thursday remains sunny with a high near 69. A slight chance of rain showers appears Friday and Saturday with partly sunny conditions and highs near 63 and 61. Nights will be mostly clear or cloudy with lows in the low 50s to mid 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the flow of Californians leaving for other states declined last year by the largest amount in the nation. According to new data from the Census Bureau, almost 180,000 fewer residents departed California in 2023 compared to the previous year. This decline, at 16%, was double the national average. Interestingly, California still had the most residents relocating out of any state, with nearly 1 million exits. Meanwhile, the state attracted 422,075 newcomers, reflecting a notable shift in migration trends. Now on to sports. Last night, the Kings fell to the Flames 3-1 in Calgary. Trevor Moore scored the lone goal for LA, assisted by Anze Kopitar and Quinton Byfield. The Kings now stand at 9-5-3. Tomorrow night, they take on the Avalanche in Denver. The Lakers, with a 6-4 record, host the Memphis Grizzlies at Crypto.com Arena. Look for Anthony Davis, who averages 23.8 points, to lead the charge. The Grizzlies, currently 7-4, could see Ja Morant returning. With the Lakers holding a 61% chance to win, this matchup promises excitement. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell to the Flames 3-1 in Calgary. Trevor Moore scored the lone goal for LA, assisted by Anze Kopitar and Quinton Byfield. The Kings now stand at 9-5-3. Tomorrow night, they take on the Avalanche in Denver. The Lakers, with a 6-4 record, host the Memphis Grizzlies at Crypto.com Arena. Look for Anthony Davis, who averages 23.8 points, to lead the charge. The Grizzlies, currently 7-4, could see Ja Morant returning. With Lay holding a 61% chance to win, this matchup promises excitement. In top news, taking care of your teeth during the workday can be beneficial. While most of us have been taught to brush twice a day, dental hygienists suggest brushing after every meal for optimal oral health. Scientific studies indicate that brushing more frequently can reduce the risk of chronic health conditions. Plaque starts to recolonize within a few hours, making regular brushing essential. If brushing at work feels awkward, try swishing with water or chewing sugar-free gum to help clear food remnants. Just remember, do not floss at your desk, as it can be off-putting to colleagues. In business news, Dogecoin has emerged as a leader in the recent cryptocurrency rally, rising significantly as Elon Musk appears to influence Donald Trump's presidential transition. The Shiba Inu-themed cryptocurrency has soared 110% over the past week, reaching approximately 33 cents. Analysts noted that Dogecoin achieved a yearly high of $29 billion in trading volume last week. Other altcoins are also gaining traction, with Ether rising 41.6%, outperforming Bitcoin's 27% increase. Investors are increasingly seeking riskier assets, including decentralized finance tokens and infrastructure projects, amid expectations of a friendlier regulatory environment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $88,700. Ethereum is just over $3,300. And GOATSEA's Maximus is about 83 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Ecosia and Quant, two European search engines, have announced a partnership to create a new search index aimed at reducing dependence on United States technology firms. This joint venture, named the European Search Perspective, will launch in France in the first quarter of 2025. Both companies will utilize the search index while also making it available to other independent search engines. The initiative is a response to increasing costs from Microsoft and aims to provide privacy-first search results. This move highlights Europe's desire for technological sovereignty and a shift towards developing its own infrastructure amid rising geopolitical concerns. And in entertainment news, Maria Bakalova, known for her role as Ivana Trump in The Apprentice, will star alongside Peter Mullen in the suspense thriller, No Way Off. This film, presented by Altitude at the American Film Market in Las Vegas, is directed by Brian Kelly, famed for Downton Abbey, and features a script by Gabby Hull. Set on Christmas Eve, it follows Laura, a young mother at a bus stop with her infant son. When a driver in a latex Santa mask takes her off course, she must outsmart him to survive. Ryan Kelly expressed excitement, saying, "My dreams have come true." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and satirist, Kurt Vonnegut. And he said, "Laughter and tears are both responses to frustration and exhaustion. I myself prefer to laugh, since there is less cleaning up to do afterward." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.